welcome to Unreal Bluegrass. My guest today is Glenn Harrell of the wonderful band Volume 5. Their 10th album, Karma, this is on Mountain Fever Records, is released January 6th of 2023. I'm going to talk to Glenn Harrell of the band, talk about this band, talk about the music. Great album. We're going to hear first, I guess, what would be the title cut. The album's called Karma. This tune is called When Karma Comes Calling. So we're going to call that the title cut, and I'll get into our discussion with Glenn Harrell. Most enjoyable time. Thank you so much for tuning in. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard the title cut from the brand new album Karma from a wonderful, wonderful band, Volume 5. I would guess, I was talking to my guest today about how many albums, and Glenn Harrell's on the phone right now. He's told me that this is the 10th album of Volume 5, and man, I'll tell you, it's all great stuff. How you doing, Glenn?
Doing good, Steve, man. Appreciate you having me on tonight.
Well, I'm just thrilled. We're right here in betwixt and between two of the big holidays. I'm glad you had time to peel off a little bit and talk to me and let the audience hear about this great new album, which I have a release date of January 6th of 2023. It's on Mountain Fever, and it's already doing well. You've released several singles off of it, but I want to talk to you about the album. Can I ask you first what about Peyton Wages?
Patton, he's you know, of course, he's still in a nursing home over in South Carolina, but you know, he's taking treatment every day and, and you know, doing therapy and things like that, and he's got a real positive attitude about everything.
So. Well, you know, he's part of the sound, part of the band, and we knew some bad news came his way. I didn't want you to let you get away without updating us from more that maybe some of us knew, but he's making progress, and he's got the great attitude, which is the key to that.
Man, he does. He's always had a real positive attitude through the whole thing.
Yeah, to the listeners, if you weren't aware, Patton had a stroke. I don't know when. It says here not long after this album.
Yeah, we had actually come out of the studio, and I think it was like maybe the very next week after we came out of the studio for the last time.
Okay. Well, it was news everywhere, but if the listeners hadn't heard, you just got updated on a longtime member of the band. You have a great band. I have to tell you this, Glenn, I play all of your music. Just for whatever reason, you and I have never gotten together before, and it just seemed like the perfect timing to do it with the new album, Karma. Volume 5 is always around and near all of the awards. They're always getting recognized for the great sound and the great music that they put out. You have an interesting lineup of the band. Tell me, can you tell us before we talk about the title cut, Karma, about the members of the band, the regular members of the band that is now consists of Volume 5?
Yeah, well, of course, for that record at the time, it was Aaron Ramsey on mandolin and Jeff Parton on bass, Patton Wages on banjo, and Jacob Burleson on guitar. Mm-hmm. The regular members of the band now, we've got Jacob Eller plays upright bass, and Aaron Ramsey still on mandolin, Jacob Burleson on guitar, and Chris Wade plays banjo.
Yeah, good band. It's great stuff. You have so many great songwriters that you've taken songs from on this new album, and I just really enjoy the heck out of it. I do this all the time. I listen and listen and listen and listen, and I have a marks on one that's my current favorite. We'll get to that a little bit later, but I want you to talk about the title cut, which is When Karma Comes Calling. That's what the audience just heard, and the name of the album is Karma. Terry Heard and Ronnie Bowman, there's a couple fine songwriters for you right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Terry had contacted me about this song, and he actually wrote this after he came up with Karma after his sister. That was his sister's name was Carmen. His Carmen, not was, but anyway.
Really?
Terry had, he had contacted me about this song, and said him and Ronnie had written a song that had us, you know, in mind for this one cut, you know, and so he sent it to me, and man, we just loved it right off the bat. We changed it a little bit from the demo that Ronnie sent, but man, it's just a great song, and I'm just very grateful that Terry let me have it.
It's a great one. It's of course, you know, most people talk about karma. And this is a song about, you know, what could happen. It set it up a little bit. I've listened to it, and the audience just heard it. But you're actually kind of talking about, I guess what we might say is somebody's going to get it in the end, and maybe it's going to turn around and bite somebody. I guess would be my non-songwriter way of describing it. But it's a great song. Talk a little bit about what we just heard, and then we're going to talk about the rest of the album.
Okay. Yeah, man, I tell you, it was a great song. I was just, like I said, I was just grateful that Terry let me have it. And I think he told me, you know, his sister's name may be Karma instead of Carmen. But I know he told me he had written a song and named it after his sister. So okay. We were just grateful to get it, man. It was a great song.
You have apparently, and this happens, Glenn, when you have a band that's as successful and respected as Volume 5, you get a lot of people contributing songs. On this album alone, you have Terry and Ronnie Bowman, you just talked about. Tim Stafford, you wrote the song. Tim O'Brien, John Hartford, you pull. I want to talk about the song you pull from John Hartford. And Tom Utes with Greg Market, who helps, who pitches in on an earlier song also. And then Josh Miller. It seems, is that what happens? I mean, you've done so well as Volume 5, and you're so well respected. Do you, when you say Terry pitched this song to you, does that happen now more than it ever did before?
Sometimes it does. You know, usually we just try to reach out to, you know, the very best songwriters that we know, or we may be, you know, somewhere playing throughout the year and somebody says, hey, man, we've got a song right here that we just got finished writing, or here's a song that nobody's ever cut, you know. So I just basically try to find things I think that will fit me singing it, and hope that, you know, no one's recorded it or anything like that, and we just try to put our own arrangement on it and go from there.
This album, I'm talking to Glenn Harrell, the album Karma from Volume 5 has, look at 11 cuts on it. How do you get it down to 11 then at that point? Because you must have a lot of options.
Well, and we do usually, anytime we go to the studio, I'll have usually maybe 15 or 20 songs there, and probably 6 or 7 for sure that I want to record. And we'll get there and we'll just start arranging and picking. And then a lot of times, last minute in the studio, we may, you know, come up with 2 or 3 last minute that we'll record that we just happen to think of when everybody's together. We don't get a chance to get together a whole lot, you know, because we all live so far apart. So there are no, you know, rehearsals or anything like that. Usually it's just a little bit, you know, maybe a hotel room the night before a gig or something like that.
Yeah.
But when we get ready to record, we just go to the studio and I'll have a list of songs and we'll just sit down and arrange them real quick. Fly into them.
Well, you do a real good job of it. I have to say, I love your voice on these songs. The opening cut, It's Going to Get Better, that's Tim Stafford and Craig Market. And I don't know Craig nearly as well as I know Tim, but he shows up on 2 of these songs. Once he co-writes with Tom Utes and You Take Me As I Am. But I don't know Craig Market.
Oh, Craig, man, he's a very talented guy. He's not only a great musician, but he's a great singer as well and songwriter. I love any time I get a chance to record one of his songs, because he, for me, he hears melody and sings melody like I want it. You know, to me, he's a whole lot better singer than I am. He's just a great songwriter. Tim Stafford, all these guys are, I mean, they're the best of the best.
They really are.
I'm just trying to reach out to the guys that I know are going to have good songs.
You got our good friend Brinkman on the last song.
Yeah, Brinkman has a song.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, that's a good one. That makes me, those type of songs make me think about life on the road. You talked about you don't have much time to practice. You might get together in a room before, but that's pretty much it. Your Restless Heart and Rambler's Soul, that's pretty much, I think if you're going to be a musician and play a lot, and bluegrass musicians have to play a lot, they have to make a lot of dates, they have to do a lot of performing, I think you almost have to have a little bit of that in you.
Oh, yeah, you really do, and you know, Brink is a great songwriter too. He sent me several songs in the past, but I never did have the one that just really hit me like this one. And actually, when he had sent this one to me, I had asked him about it, and he had it. I think it was on hold for somebody else, and I waited probably, I don't know, 6 or 8 months, and called him or texted him one about it, about the song again. And I guess whoever had it on hold had passed, and so he let us go ahead and record it, and I was really grateful for that, because the first time I heard the song, I knew that it was going to be a good one. And that's sort of how I do with songs. Whenever I'm trying to find them, I figure, well, if they don't wow me from the beginning, I'm probably not going to record it. You know.
Well, you've got the experience to be able to make those judgments. And I don't want to cut off Bruce Watson, but I mentioned Brink because I know him. I don't know Bruce Watson, but they both co-wrote Restless Heart and Rambler's Soul, mm-hmm. which is a perfect way to end this album, I think. It's the perfect going-away song for the whole
album. Oh, yeah,
album,
I think so, too.
Let me ask you about, then, the song you wrote, What I Didn't Say.
Yeah, I actually had started writing this I don't know, just a little bit before we went in the studio, kind of wrote it about my mom and dad. And I lost both of them in 2019. I lost my mom to cancer and lost my dad in an accident.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
And I appreciate that. But my mom and dad, anytime you would go to their house, they were always sitting on their front porch and just laughing and talking about whatever, really simple people, simple-minded people, but good people, you know. And just started writing a song, and really didn't have it completely in mind to be about them. But then as I started writing it, I guess it was. It was more about, you know, the things I guess I experienced when, you know, losing my dad and stuff like that. So
it's real, and I think we all go through this, Glenn. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Glenn Harrell, a fine member of the band Volume 5, the new album Karma, will be released on January 6, 2023. It's from Mountain Fever Records. I'm talking to Glenn Harrell. Glenn, I guess then we've all had those feelings, what I didn't say, when maybe it's all, maybe it's not always as somebody passes, but maybe at the end of a relationship and you don't see someone again, you always think, what else I could have said. Usually you want to have said something that you've said before, and it's usually a very positive thing, but you just wanted to say it one more time.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And I tell you, you know, those opportunities, they will pass you by. And, you know, with your mom and dad, I tell you, man, you can't spend enough time with your mom and dad or listen to the things that they tell you, how they met, stories and things like that, because when they're gone, you'll definitely have a lot of questions, and the majority of them you'll never have them answered.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess, you won't. I mean, you can kind of put yourself in that frame of mind and say, what would mom and dad say? But it's not the same as having them have that comforting voice back to you. Oh, it's a gorgeous sentiment that I really do like that song. Tell me about the John Hartford tune that I'm going to have you introduce, the Tracy O'Connell tune on the album, My Love Will Never Fade. But you do No End to Love, which is the John Hartford tune, which I've never heard.
Well, you know, I had never heard the song either. And when we got to the studio, Jeff Parton was playing, and he had actually went in and just done a little demo himself. Not really a demo. He just went in and recorded for fun and let me listen to it. And I liked the song. Well, we got in the studio, and I started trying to sing it, and it was a little bit out of my range and register. So I got an okay vocal down on it, but I told him, I said, look, if we're going to leave this song on here, I've got to change a couple of parts here that just really don't sit well with my ear. And so I messed around with it a little bit and finally found a way that I could sing it to where it was satisfactory to me. And man, it ended up being one of my favorite cuts.
That's a great thing. I've Got a Star. As I mentioned to artists often, I listen and listen, and one becomes my favorite. Then another one just happens to be whenever we connect as to which one my favorite is at the time. But I have a star by that one. And it's for the reasons that you said. And I also have a star by, let me look up here real quick. We'll get to this one in a little bit later. You Take Me As I Am. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm going to have Glenn Harrell now introduce a great song off of the album. We've been talking to Glenn about Karma, the brand new album from Volume 5 on Mountain Fever. And I'm going to let you, Glenn, introduce, fill in information on this next tune that we're going to play for the audience, My Love Will Never Fade. So you tell me a little bit about that, and the audience can listen in.
This song right here is one that was sent to me by Tracy O'Connell. And when I heard it, man, it just really, really grabbed my ear, because I could hear it being just a straight bluegrass song. It really didn't need anything other than the melody was great, and all I had to do was sort of copy what was already there. But we got the song recorded, and I was trying to – I've told the guys, I said, you know, I said, I'm hearing this song right here. I said, there's one person I have in mind I would love to bring in to sing tenor on this. And the guy said, who's that? And I said, Russell Moore. So I called Russell and asked him if he'd be interested in doing it. He was gracious enough to do it for us. And, man, when I got that thing back, I thought, gosh, that's why he's Russell Moore. I mean, he just nailed it. He made me sound a whole lot better on it, though. But I thought the blend was great.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Me and Russell.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Anytime, like you said, I think anytime you're a great singer, Glenn, let's not let that pass by.
Shoot.
But anytime you can drop in Russell Moore, buddy, I'm telling you, it just doesn't get any more powerful.
It doesn't.
He can do it all. He can do it all, and he does it all effort. That's the thing about him, is it's like he's just talking. It's like he's just talking. He's straining you. Yeah. I'd be I can't sing anyway, but he's just like, he's just talking. It's so effortless for him. So it's a beautiful song.
Well, the song reminded me, that's what I told the guys, was, this reminds me of something that I would hear Russell sing. That's the reason,
you know, to me,
I could hear him on the tenor part on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay, we'll play that now. I'll play My Love Will Never Fade, which features Russell Moore, and this is a tune off of the new album from Volume 5. Great band. So many accolades to this band. I could spend the rest of the time just going through it. But the album is called Karma. It's going to be released on January 6th. 2023, you heard Glenn just describe it. We're going to play for you now, My Love Will Never Fade. All right, that was great. That was good choice with Russell Moore. I don't think you could ever get wrong making that choice
with
Russell.
No, I knew it. For one, I knew our blend would sound good together.
Oh, it does, yeah. Absolutely.
And it just sounded like a song to me he would just crush, and he did.
He did. You got Russell's on that song. You've got Sean Lane on another tune, and you've got Josh Schilling. It's just three guests and the rest of the band. It's a great band, and you've got great guests on here also, and it just seems to fit. Is that how you make those decisions? Let's say, like, Sean Lane is singing tenor on Walk Beside Me. Is that something that you hear right away?
Actually, Jacob Burston had actually made that suggestion. You know, we've never had any guests like that really appear on any of our records. We've always just done them ourselves. And on this one, I told him I'd love to have, you know, maybe a couple, three people come in and just, you know, sing on it. Or, you know, at some point we may have somebody come in and play something on the record or something like that. We've talked about that in the past too. But we just tried to pick the singers we felt like that would really nail the song, you know.
Well, they did. You got a bunch of good ones. I want to ask you, we've talked about the John Hartford tune. Here's one that I had marked as The Bible, which is the song that you and Jeff wrote together, Jeff Parton being a member of the band. I really like this song, but I want you to explain. You're not going to introduce it. I just want you to talk a little bit about the song. It's one of my marks I have as one of my tunes to mention to you to shed some light on for us.
Okay.
So you wrote this with Jeff, and tell me a little bit about what the song means to you. We can all make our own interpretations, but Glenn, what when you were writing this with Jeff, what was your thought?
Well, to give you a little story behind this, when we got to the studio for the first, I think we recorded twice at Jeff's place, and when we got to the studio, he told me, he said, I've got one here. He said, I've been working on. He said, all I've got is I think he had the first verse and a chorus to it, and I loved it. You know, I was just talking simply about the Bible, you know, and but he said, I need another verse. And I don't know, I just sat there, and it was like maybe 5 minutes. I wrote the second verse to it, and it was just really kind of easy for me, you know, to be able to write something like that, because it just made me think, you know, when you start talking about the Bible, the things that the Bible says inside, you know, the words written in red or the words that Jesus said, and so it was just one of those things that just came. Sort of came to me, you know. God may have given it to me, you know. I don't know.
He may have, and he gave it to you at a good tempo. I like those kind of songs that get after it a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Jeff is a great, you know, great musician, great singer, and great songwriter. And you know, over the years, we've recorded several songs that he's done, and he just, you know, all these guys that are in the band, we've just always sort of clicked pretty good, you know, as far as. I know what they like. They know what I like, and so that makes it a whole lot easier when you start recording.
It does, and I mentioned a little bit the opening track. It's going to get better, and I mentioned it to bring to light the authors of the song. But that song is it's a great compliment to the Bible tune in my mind. It's also just a great way to kick off an album because it's a good song. But it's about it's kind of like we all have to remember this, and let's face it, everybody's been through some rough times. I don't mean your personal ones. Nobody can relate to those. But everybody has been with everything that's going on in the country and pandemic issues that still kind of filter out there. And we have to kind of remember, I think, it'll get better. It'll get better, and I think that's what I hear in that song. I think that's what I'm hearing. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think about Pat, you know, back to him, the things that he's gone through that I can't even – begin to fathom to know, you know, to know what he's gone through mentally, physically, and all that. But you know, just knowing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I think we all have to keep that hope, you know, and that, and to me, that's what the song is about. It's about hope.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think we have to, I think, here's me editorializing, Glenn, I don't mean to do that, but if I have a chance to talk to you about this song, I'm going to do it. I think we all know that, but I think that we also need to remind ourselves of that.
We do, and we need to, you know, we need to build each other up too. You know, that's one thing that we all need to do. Everybody needs encouragement.
And you got that right. We all need to support each other and then just take a break. It's hard. It's hard work to try to pull somebody down all the time. I mean, it's just, again, this is just me more editorializing. I don't mean to do it with you, but I think you agree with me that it just takes a lot of effort to be angry and pull people down. It's much easier just to encourage them, I think, and you get so much more out of the time you spend in and the thought and the words that you use. I like that song so much. I have a check mark by that one, too, that I just really enjoy that one. And the way it comes off, it's a good one.
Oh, it's a great song. I was lucky to get it. Very lucky.
It's a great album. Glenn Harrell, I've been talking to Glenn Harrell. We've talked about the album Karma from Volume 5, which I have a release date of January 6th of 2023. It's on the Mountain Fever. You've had singles released. I know those singles have been doing really well. And I guess the entire album will be available, what, through Mountain Fever or through a website for Volume 5, or how do people find it?
Yeah, you can get it at mountainfever.com. You can go to our website, volume5vg.com. There's a way, or, you know, you can come out to our show and we'll autograph you and pick it up personally.
That's the best thing about bluegrass music, is you still have that chance to do that. But so if they go to your website, do you have appearances and concert dates starting to fill in for next year?
We do. Yeah, everything, you know, that we're going to be doing next year, well, of course, the dates change, you know, from week to week.
Right.
They can go in there and see when we're going to be, you know, maybe in their neighborhood or somewhere close to them, and pick up CDs or T-shirts, whatever they want to do.
All that good stuff. Pick up some good music and put that in their ears. Last year, did things kind of open up for Volume 5 as far as personal appearances? I think things were loosening up quite a bit.
Yeah, they did. You know, we still had a few dates around the first of 2022 that canceled due to COVID.
Yeah.
But things really started to open up towards, I guess, middle to the end of the year. And then 2023, it's going to be a good year. So
great.
Hopefully we're past all that and
I hope so.
We can all get back to doing what we love.
I hope so, because it's the music you guys provide that helps us all recognize it's going to get better. Every time we hear one of your songs, it's going to get better because it's just good stuff to hear, and just gives you good feeling. So, with that being said, one of the most powerful tunes on this song, on this album, I'm sorry, is "Losing My Religion." And man, oh man, I've played that back and played it back a couple times, and I want you to introduce that one. That'll be the last one I pull out of you before I let you go back to your life on this day. But let's talk about "Losing My Religion." That, to me, the best word I can use is powerful.
Man, it's a great song, and Josh Miller, you know, he always has a way with the pen, writing things, stuff like that. And when I first heard this song, there were a few things in it that were a little bit, some could have found them offensive, you know, in the song. So I changed a couple of the lines. Josh let me change a couple of them. Man, it just tells a story, you know, life is about, you know, things that, good things that happen and bad things that can happen. And to me, you know, this sort of reminds me of, you know, a movie you'd see on TV. You know, here's a guy who's devoted his whole life to preaching the word of God. And, you know, he's been a faithful servant his whole life. And all of a sudden his son dies and he feels like, you know, he asks God to, you know, to
change
his son.
Yeah,
and,
to change
yeah,
it. Yeah.
To change that. And, you know, of course, you know, none of us know what God's mind is, you know, but, and, so, you know, it just lets you know that, you know, a person can become bitter over something like that. But the thing I really liked about it, Steve, is over in the second verse, you know, even though he's felt this way and he's, you know, he's cursing God for, you know, his son dying and stuff like that, over in the second verse, then he starts to think again, you know, where he says, I have no guilt for leaving God, but will I be forgiven?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that sort of brings it all back together for me.
It does. I mean, you're going to have to go. And just for the people listening, you'll hear the song here in just a minute. But it starts out, this family that you're describing, not long into the song, they're burying their son.
That's right.
And it just gets up there in a hurry, and then the rest of it is all the swing of emotions that you've described, and it's performed so great, it's just powerful. I just think powerful is the best word.
Well, you know, it was, like I said, you know, the original version of the song that Josh wrote, it was great. And, you know, I actually recorded it that way to begin with, but then I got to thinking about it more and thought, well,
I know.
It could be one of those things that some might listen to it and they might miss what the song's about simply because they want to be offended by it instead of listening to what the song's about, which is about hard times. That's what, you know, our music is based on is, you know, hard times and, things like that, and that's the reason there's so many songs that have murder and love gone wrong, all kinds of things.
You know
like
what?
That.
But they always come back. There's always a return. Mm-hmm. I can think of maybe one or two songs where it never gets better. but even Willie, when he goes to jail, I think he'd do it again. He's like, yeah, they
well,
caught
you know,
me, but I do
Pretty
it.
Polly, you know, he says he stabbed her through the heart till the blood overflowed.
Yeah,
That could be pretty offensive right there.
I know. All right. This is great. Glenn, thanks so much for having time to talk and so the people of Unreal Bluegrass can hear you discuss this great album, Karma, which will be available to the entire world on January 6th of next year. It's on Mountain Fever. Glenn, you told me that there are 10 albums with Volume 5 guessing. Is that right? Is that about right?
That's right.
Man,
mm-hmm.
it's a big output. I see you guys everywhere. I just never had a chance to speak with you, and I'm so glad I had this chance. So I'm going to let you. We've talked enough about losing my religion. Well, I'm going to go right to that song, and I'm going to let you go in the same stroke. So, Glenn, thanks so much to being a part of Unreal Bluegrass, and boy, what a great album. I can't wait to see you guys out there on the road somewhere.
Well, thank you so much, too, Steve. I appreciate you taking the time to do this and have your listeners be able to take a listen to the new record. And I just want to thank all the fans out there for being so supportive to us over the years and to everybody in radio. You know, we've been very blessed over the years for people to request our music and, you know, DJs to play our music.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us.
Volume 5 is a strong, strong band, and you have a lot of good fans. All right. Glenn, thank you so much, and now we'll hear Losing My Religion from Karma. Glenn, I'll talk to you a little down the road.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.